today I happen to be the Sefer Mikroi Kodesh, who talks about it. I'll read you what he says inside. You may recall, let's go back to the Mordechai, the Korcha. Talks about having Korcha Bebasach HaTziyochon on page Lamed Hei. Pirish Shayonot HaKazayas Matzah HaKazayas Mor HaKazayas Pesach HaYochon. First of all, on a simple level, this is against the Shagasari. You don't need Kazayas Mor the Korcha, right? Okay. Okay, very nice. So the question is this a raya? The Mordechai brought a raya for this more from this. Mordechai, you have to have the entire Kazayas at one shot. So the brisker of said, nothing doing. Here's a separate din. You have to have three Kazayasim Kruchim in order to make Kurich. That's even Vasachas. But a plain Kazayas, you can take your time. If Kazayas feels fast in 4 minutes, you can have a Kazayas, half a Kazayas now, wait 2 minutes, have another half a Kazayas later. Right? But at the very least, eat it without interruption over a 4 minute period. This is what the brisker of said. There's no raya whatsoever from the Mordechai against that. That's what he said. And the question is, how to read the Mordechai based on what he said and understand what it's all about. Okay. So, trying to find the place where this is found. He discusses the issue. Hold on. Let me tell you why I'm looking for it. I'll discuss it with you. The question is this a requirement or not a requirement? I found it. Page Kuf Samach Aleph. V'hagoyin Mohariz, a rabbi brisk, knocks off the right. Shani gabi korach l'shita zu im yochel kol echad b'fnei atzma lo yotza v'lochein behefzik af shaloka dechilis pras lo chosh korach tolo achalinu b'vas achas. But for matz itself, there's no problem. L'chadchilik wait until achilis pras. And he brings a rash from the lashon of the Mordechai, does the brisker up. Quotes the Mordechai. Ha'ezlam shah. Hainu. Shu krukin kol gimel zeisim alolu. So there's a hefsek, the zeisim and a krukin. Ad ka de brisker up. Come to the two pesach fragments, there's nothing doing. Abu Bemis yeh shlomar, I read now less than 2 lines coming up. The mai de ka'omar pirish ochol gimel zeisim yachad. You see it right in front of you. Look at it, it's right here in front of you. Pirish she'ochol. Right, look inside. They'll eat it together. What does it mean? Haino the might flow saga daitach lomar the sagi because I is mishlosh ben yachad. Kamash malon, he required because I is each one. What does that mean? Question, how to read the words of the Mordechai. When the Mordechai says, you have to have at the beginning, no, because I is matzah, because I is morah, because I is pesach v'okla. What's he teaching you? Obviously, that's what Korach means. Here's the verse. We could have thought, says Mikra Kodesh, a Kazai is the sum total, a third of each. Hey, that's not bad, right? I'll give you a mush. You want to buy vanilla ice cream, I'm just going to make it chocolate ice cream and strawberry ice cream. No. You go to the store, I want vanilla, chocolate, strawberry. What do? They give a third of a scoop of each, but they're going to give three scoops. Are you crazy? A scoop was a dollar. What if a scoop of vanilla? You want three? They give you a third of each. So you might have thought it's a third of each. Kamash Mala, no. It's three scoops. You get a kazayas of each of these three minim. That's all the Mordechai is coming to tell you. I'm explaining to you in the footnotes. Three explains what's happening over here. He writes as follows. What the Brisker Rav said. The Brisker Rav proves, it says, Ochel kazayas matzah v'kazayas marah v'kazayas pesach. What does that mean? You have to have three kazaysim kruchim. You may have to have these. Not enough to have, okay, now it's 106. I'll have a third of a kazayas of each. And then at 107, I'll have a third of a kazayas of each. And at 108, so within 2 minutes, I had to add a kazayas of each. Right? No. You need three kazaysim kruchim. In this case, there's never kazayas karach at all. I'm just having a third karach. That's the Brisker Rav's word. Says Rav Tzvi Pesach, I'm not so convinced the Brisker Rav is correct. Why did the Mordechai bother saying you have to have, what do you say? No, because I ask Matzah, because I ask Morah, because I ask Pesach. Obviously. Right? It's obvious. What's the Chiddush? What's the Chiddush? Right? My Kamashmala. No. Kamashmala simply. It's not enough. I'm a third of the eyes of each. He never meant to say you have to have three Kazes and Kruch. Atka. I'm just saying that he's pushing off the risk of the year. This is found in Sefer Mikra Kodesh. Once you're in Mikra Kodesh, I want to finish what he says over here, and then we'll, you know what? No. We'll go the other way around. Back to the Shagas Aryeh, we'll come back to the Mikra Kodesh. Let's try to what the right order is. Shagas Aryeh was first yesterday. Let's go back to the yesterday's Sefer. But today I have a Shagas Aryeh with me. Shagas Aryeh Simon Kuf. Oh, very good. And this edition has fantastic footnotes at the bottom. Those who saw. David Metzger Shalita has great footnotes. So the Shagas Aryeh Simon Kuf. You may remember the whole thing was based upon the Lashon of the Rosh in Simon Chafe. Hey, let's chazer again. Let's see the Rosh one more time. Please turn to Simon Chafe. See the Rosh again. Yeah, always do chazar. The Rosh Simon Chafe. It's really just two lines, not even. It's page Membeis. Where it says Gemara in column 2, the third line. Yishuv nevavarach al achilas moror tzorach shiochel kazayis v'yein achilas v'pochos mikazayis. Not even one line. Less than a line. What's he saying to the Shagas Aryeh? The only reason you have to have a kazayis of moror because of the bracha. Or not for the bracha, not. Shaila, v'kricha, do you need a kazayis of moror? Says no, quote to the Rosh, no bracha. Don't need a kazayis of maror. That's in the first paragraph of Shagas Aryeh. Simon Kuf. The whole vard is because of the bracha. There is no bracha on maror. We'll see later. The way I'm going, I'm not going to get so far today. I'll get to Karach even. But maybe we get to it tomorrow, Sunday. Sunday, I may be Skyping in a shir. So high tech. We did it once before. Right? You're from Toronto. I'll be more close, but I may have to Skype it in. So, and maybe even earlier. Maybe 10:30 instead of 11:30. I'm not exactly sure. I have some commitments. I have to. Yeah. Sorry.
Does he talk about size of the matzah for Korach? Is that
good
is
question? Do you think kazayis of matzah for Korach?
Sound like you don't.
That's a good question. Do you think kazayis of matzah for Korach? It says in the Torah that you did already before in the Motzi Matzah. This is only what we call Akshera de Pischa. Reb Chaim said, quoted in that stencil I have it downstairs, those who want to look it up. I think it's page something or other in that tradition. And the Avnei Nezer says the same thing, they quote on the bottom, Avnei Nezer. Can you imagine two Gedolim from two parts of the world? Litvish Gedol and Polish Gedol, with different ways of thinking, but they both said the same thing. That what? That the kazayis of Echsher de Pisch, excuse me, the matzah of Echsher de Pisch doesn't need a kazayis. I told you that yesterday with the hekesh. We'll come back to it later today. So, but the Shagas doesn't talk about it. Yes, sir.
Why can't you make a bracha on mitzvah smar? You don't need a kazayis.
On mitzvah smar. Great idea. Had Chazal wanted to introduce the bracha as our mitzvah smara, could have less than Kazayis? Psh.
Wow.
Well, that's true. Kazayis wanted to have a achila because of the bracha. You want to know they had another option. The chacham, they could have said our mitzvah smara, and you wouldn't require. It would have been an anomaly because all other achila. What other sort of achila? I mean, in the whole Torah, matzah, maror, is anything else? Kodesh. But in today's world, is anything else besides matzah, maror, and the bracha on achila today? Is man azeh? Can't think of anything. They want to, you know, have at least a little uniformity between the two matzah and maror. But you're right. Could have been mitzvah tomorrow. It would be no problem. How do you like that? Yeah.
In terms of matzah, wasn't this Hillel's?
Good. That's a footnote. The chavah to the ksav sofer. Mamish, we had a shagas hour yesterday, had a ksav sofer today. Gedor li olam were in the shir. And you still realize how gedor they are. Well, that's mamish. Gedor li olam mamish. But let's go slow. We're going very slowly over here. Here's how he starts off. So maror, that's the name of the shaila. So maror, there's no bracha. So then you ain't tzarach kazayis for the maror. That's what he says, the first paragraph in shagas hour. Comes along, ha'ara aleph, called a kuntris achron. Hagoyin Morid Saitalish. I'm not sure what that is. And it's how it goes in the smack. Gives an answer. The Rush never meant it. Here it's going. The Rush never meant it. We never meant it. He said it. No, he never meant it. Look at this. It's incredible what he said over here. He's like this. Avada is Isa Kazayas. Because Iskash the Pesach. Right? Amatsa Idiot Korban Kazayas the Korban Pesach. We can say Kazayas of Matzah, Kazayas of Maror too. We spoke about that yesterday. All right, so what's he talking? Rak Mishum Da Braisa, the Tani, Ochel, Chatzor, and Yotza, Va Mishnah, the Evil, the Fun of a Chule, Mari, be the Lesle, Shar Yarki. That's the Mishnah, certainly true. The Mishnah says, the Evil, the Fun of Chazars. I should say, almost certainly true. Ulechatchila tzarech kazayis mara for tibur rishin. Right, we pass the kavchis to make a bracha with tibur rishin, so you have to have a kazayis with tibur rishin. So that's what the Rosh is saying. The reason you need a kazayis with tibur rishin because you're making a bracha then. Otherwise, you wouldn't need a kazayis of chazeres with tibur rishin. The same with the only kazayis of potatoes for tibur rishin. That I understand very well. The Mishnah, the Braisa. The Bryce is talking about a case. They only had the Chazeres. Who said so? I don't have the original source. I can't comment. If you can find me this original source, I don't think our smacks have the Hagos, my read titles of the what we have downstairs. I don't think that's true. Look at the library. Find it out. He writes as follows. He quotes the Bechule. V'hayla d'tanya yotza. The Bryce says we know said yotza. We spoke about it at Rent yesterday. The mash madafka d'yevet. What's it? Ochel Dema Yotza, right? Ochel. What is that? Ochel Lachatzoin. Ochel Yipasas Yotza. And what else? Ochel Bli Kavana Yotza. He says it's referring to a case. We only have Chazeres. Who said so? I still get it. There was the Mishnah, I understand, but the Braisa, the Rosh going to Braisa. Lachen Kotzav Rosh. That was a Tibur Rishon Ganga Bechazeres. The Mavar of Tibur Rishon on Achilas Mara, like Rav Chisda, Lahach Yitzal Chatzila Kazayis. But if you have Shar Yarki, then you don't need a Kazayis for Karpas, even the Chatzila against the Rambam. But for Mara itself, Avai need a Kazayis. He wants to reduce the entire Rosh to describe this unique case in which what? You're using Chazeres for Karpas. I don't believe it. I don't believe it. I never heard of this Brysa talking about that kind of a case. The Mishnah, yes, not the Brysa. More than that, we mentioned right in Russia, the Talmud, Rabbeinu Yeruchim, right? Rabbeinu Yeruchim, what does he say? So Rabbeinu Yeruchim, I have it on my desk, but I'm not going to schlep somebody through him. So the Rabbeinu Yeruchim was quoted verbatim here in the Ultima Parsha. He quoted verbatim in quotation marks. You can look it up in the original. It's on my desk. What Rabbeinu Yeruchim said? What words did he actually use? What words did Rabbeinu Yeruchim use that we mentioned? Yeah, I read it to you yesterday. We have to pay more careful attention. He also says that the only reason he needed Kazayis is because of the bracha. Is he referring to the case of Karpas, as the Rosh could be potentially interpreted as saying, again, I have trouble believing it, that's what he's trying to suggest? Is that a possibility even? Let me read you the Lashon of the Rabbeinu Yerucham, as it's quoted here. Find a place, that's a problem. Hold on a second. Hold on. You're still looking. Patient. Found it. Quotes the Rosh, quotes the Shagas Aryeh, and here he quotes in a footnote. Footnote 57. Rabbeinu Yeruchim, the Siv Hei Chelek Dalet. Quote. V'achakach no tel morar, u'mevorech al achilas morar, v'yochul yimena kazayas u'macha l'kulam. It's told about the typical Seder. Not discussing a unique case of Karpas. Look it up. Make sure I'm telling the truth. Okay? It's on my desk. Tomorrow you put a bookmark. You'll show me where this is. We're not talking about the unique case of Karpas. So therefore, to the Talmud of the Rosh, I don't believe the Haggah of Marit Zeitlis, and I don't even understand where he got the idea from that our Bryce is referring to a case of Karpas. No rent in the Mishnah, yay! Maybe a little chazer, I'm the Bryce. So I'm just quoting it to you. He's trying to say the Rosh was La Adam, he never said it. And I don't believe it. I think the Rosh really did say it. He did say it, came there early. Okay, we're going slowly in the Shagas Aryeh, again, in Simen Kuf. Where is this Hekesh? Oh, yeah. So the Shagas Aryeh is in Hekesh. Where is the Hekesh? Where is it found? He quotes a Gemara, Mefurash a Gemara. Kuf Chof Amad Al. I dare you to find the word Hekesh there. Right there? Who can find the word Hekesh? The Gemara says, Amar Rava, Matzav is Manazeh, the Reis, the Mor, the Rabbonim. Maish, the Mor, the Matzav Ramiu, the Zman, Chika Pesach, Yish Mor, the Zman, like a Pesach, like a Mor, Matzav Namik, the Matzav Ramiu. Yeah, so Matzav is Hidr Tan. Somehow in this Gemara, the Shagas Aryeh found a Hekesh of matzah tomorrow.
You
see? Huh?
Why else would it be manji for Pesach Pesach tomorrow? It's not about the Pesach.
Like, you mean a hekesh of Pesach tomorrow? That's what you really mean.
And Pesach is
same thing. Pesach is a kazayas tomorrow. You want to phrase it that way? That doesn't bother me. That's what others phrase it. Fine. The word hekesh is not found. Let's turn back. I think I saw this yesterday. Lama Testament Base. Did I show you yesterday? Lamed Testament Beis, we're both give a look at the Rashi. Let's review it again. He quotes the Rashi too. Lamed Testament Beis, the last Rashi before the Mishnah, the last narrow lines. Matzumor Hukshu Yachad. Oh, Rashi has the word Hekesh. Look at Tosis on Adaf. Kuf Yudalamed Beis, you'll see it. On Adaf. Kuf Yudalamed Beis, Tosis Acholon. The iskish moral lamata. There we go. The first. Where? Who? What? How? Os yud and os other. The kamon kufkof. But the word hakash is not found there. I'm saying it's for a reason. Yes.
Couldn't you say that? I mean, it also doesn't use the word hakash there, but I'm lamed about Rabbi Akiva learns mar matza that can't be converted from mar.
That's correct. Correct. Right. You're right. They're all limudim. We say the word hakash as such. I don't see explicitly. We'll come to it a little bit later. I mentioned the Mordechai before, who seems to argue with the Shagas Aryeh and require a Kazayas for Moro. So I saw the footnotes of what Ksav Seifer said of it. It's Os Yud in the footnotes on the Shagas Aryeh Siman Kuf. says, no, no raya from the. So the Ksav Sova or Chaim Simon Peivov. He wants to say, even according to the Rosh, the Kazayas Makorach. Why? Kevan Shehilel Birich Alachila Smara Beofen Zeh. Him Kain Hilel Lova Kazayas Smara. And the Pavas and Mikazayas, the Yem Shalom, is Kain Osa Hilel. It's a lie. That's your word. Even if it's correct, Rabosai. Even if it's correct that in theory you should be able to do Korach with less than Kazayas, because after all there's no bracha on Korach, but the bottom line is saying Kain Osa Hillel, and Hillel had a Kazayas. That's what he wanted to say. The Mechamed accepts so. Or Chaim's in the paper. Quote here, footnote Yud, final footnote in Simon Kuf in the Shagasai. Just wanted to point it out before we go any further. Let's go on. Now, the Urayim. I mentioned the Urayim. We mentioned it yesterday. Today I brought in the Urayim. Say for Urayim. Im Tawafas Re'en. Who is the Tawafas Re'en? Tawafas Re'en. Avraham Abba Shif from Minsk. Minsk. A big Talmud Chacham. It was written not all that long ago. It's an Haskama on it. Tof Resh Nun Aleph. What's that? 1891. The Haskamas, etc., etc. The Aderes, Ponim Vizhirov, Kuk Shver, signs from Shloima, currently in Vilna, the Cheshek Shloima. He has some big people signing on his. And the Minsk Gadol, the Ruchim Yudalev. Who signed it in Minsk itself? He obviously is a big man. He comments over here, and Mitzvah Tzadi Dalet says the Urayim, Mitzvah Tzadi Dalet, Achilas Merorim, Siva Yotreinu Bismashim as Vimikash Kayim, Hika Pesach Shiyocha Pesach Al Merorim, the Siv, Hamats the Merorim Yochlu. What's strange about this Urayim? Before you go any further. Yes.
I mean, when he counts Marah.
He counts it as against whom?
I mean, the Rambam.
The Rambam. Rambam never counted Marah as an independent Mitzvah Saseh. For the same reason we keep talking about. It's not. It's only Hechsher at the Pischa. Yes?
I mean, if we look on Kulchav, so the Gemara there has a drasha that Ben Nechar, Boein El Ochal, about Ochal, who the Matzah Marah. So, I mean, that seems to indicate that there is a time when, I mean, that if we take the maror from that drasha,
should we take it literally? So the Tawafas Re'en says no. We'll come to that a little bit later. You're asking a good question. We'll come to it. It's a good point. Thank you so much for that point.
The reason I thought that was, I mean, my night data reason I thought that maybe see what's a like.
Very good. So the Rambam did not.
Yeah.
And the Urayim, I think the Bahag also did.
Yeah, so the Rambam, he may learn that that's a Rishos.
The Rambam Daniel HaBavli. We're not up to it. We'll hope to get there one day. Yes.
The Urayim, what's the Pasuk?
Al-Matas Umrorim Yochlu, which is the interesting, where's that coming from? Pesach Sheni. Pilei Ploim. Why is he quoting that Pasuk? That's the better pasuk, is it not? Rabbah said, let's skip everything. I want you to inside. Turn to the Rashash. This Rashash is very instructive. We'll come back to the Urayim in a moment. First, turn to the Rashash. The Rashash spells it all out for us. The Rashash, Kuv Tezvav. Hillel, Hikorach and the Vasagas, you know, Alatsi Rami Yochlu. Ha de lo maisi krod de pashas bo. Vyachlo es abasa u matos al Merorim Yochlu. Zok de Rashash, de mishav lo muchach el al Pesach u Moro biyachad. Abo matos lo shamina mino. Right? It's true. Bachas and Vosuts, the Eshu Matzos. Amarom Yochlu, going back on the Korban Pesach. Matzah is totally independent. Umikraz and Mashma Shapir, Al Shloshta. Al Matzos, Umarom Yochlu, all three together. The Gadol of the Pesach Sheni, or the Rishon. And El Tzarivav of the Tosusha. The Tam Shini El Shonas Nirali. The Pesach Rishon, Afmi Sheena Osem, Pesach Mikom, Magom Chai, Bematzah, Kamovas Manazel, Rabba, Besof Michildin. The oral uben necha betome shebeder for kokal huliamasham. Lahachik siv yachlu as a boss of a gomer umatos. Pirish the yachlu a bossar, begam yachlu matos independently. The yachlu shaval teravayim. Uveze meyushav kushita shagas arye. Vitshuva kuf ala rosh. Dabiinan kra de bierf tochlu matos the shiura de kazayis. What a great kashita shagas arias. The Gemara Kuf Chav we saw yesterday says, How do you know? This matzus mazeh deraisa a new pasuk be'erev tochlu matzus. Fek shagasayim. No, but erev tochlu matzus teaches you you need a kazayis, because we're not for that. We'd have to have a half a kazayis matzah and a half a kazayis maror. Ooh, what a great kash against the rush. There's no kasha. The zek for shamina min v'ochlu. The koinami ale. So the ochlu is a basar slieshu matzos means ochlu matzos means a kazayas. But you still might have thought that since it, even though it's independent, since it's found in the same breath as Pesach, you might have thought it's limited to the zman of Pesach. Comes a new pasuk elsewhere. Be'erev tochlu matzos was found nowhere near Korban Pesach. So there are two limudim rabosai. The ochlu to teach you the kazayas. And in Be'erev Tochlu Matzos to teach you, it applies even as Ma'ashem Be'etz Mikash Chayim. Meiridik, this is a parenthesis in Rosh Hashanah. What a goyim. This is parenthesis. You write a thesis, not a parenthesis. Yeah? Avon mor eino chobar lepesach. Uchit chazin el bezman hazeh eino lemadir abonon. Umad yis hasham avol ochel b'matzo moro. Oh, here's what, this is what I wanted to show you before. Mordechai Yoriah. Nearly the tevas umoror ashigras lishno kva b'chol mokum grusha v'chalutza. Look at the Torah of the Nivamis. Doesn't mean moror. Doesn't mean bo ochal in a mokal of matzah, not moror. Doesn't mean it. Just shigras lishno. The Rashash of the Gedolei Ador Mamish said it. So you guys are also right. You and your Nait Chavrusa. But the Rashash learned Yom HaValayla and he had what to say. Okay. L'chein k'siv al-morarim yochlu pirish l'pesach avo moro b'fnei atzmo ein bo chol v'klal. Well, in the Pesach Shein, he digan matzah b'fnei atzmo ein mitzvah klal rak shirurim rotzlam matzah umor bo m'klal Pesach al-kein kotzah shal matzah ram yochlu v'zal l'madati m'divei Ramban parashas bo. Look there, you'll see the whole thing is there. I mean, in one line. The Rav Shash is meridik. This is a fantastic Rashash. Having said this Rashash, Rabosai, let us go a little bit further. I have a question. If, as I said before, the Ochlu refers to the independence of Matzah, so why shouldn't, the question becomes, that's what we should learn from the Eves Manazet, who needs Berev Tochlu Matzahs. You might have thought, it's there, Kamashmalan, that now. Now they're following yourself. Maybe Reb Chaim and Abdenezer are wrong. Perish the thought. Maybe they're wrong. What did they say? They said that the requirement of having what we call Matzah, Sher, the Pischa, does not require a Kazayas. I'm not so sure it's true. Because if we're saying now, perhaps the source of matzah the chsher the pisla is the ochlu as a basa balayla as that's the eshu matzos with the ochlu goes on both. So therefore, perhaps matzah chsher the pisla would require a kazayis. Mara would not. Mara would not because it never says the ochlu mara. But matzah, perhaps even in the chsher the pisla role, is not the mizman hazeh. The fact that the need barav to ochlu matzah means the ochlu might have been interpreted the only mizman hamikdash. It's a chsher the pisla. Alpha begins as Vyachlu Matzos. Maybe Reb Chaim and Abdenezer are not right. My nafkamina, Do you have to have a kasayis of matzah for korech? What you said is very correct. In the footnote of the Shagas Aryeh, Rabbi Osai, I'll show it to you. You have a footnote of the Shagas Aryeh. Footnote of the Shagas Aryeh. Footnote. One second. Footnote Vav. Quote of Chaim. Ulefizeh after matzah dekorech lo bin in kazayis. That's what you said earlier, right? I can't call you a gadol. Mechavatoy metzvah. He's not a small person either. But I can't call you the Shagas Aryeh. I can't call you the Ksav Sofer. I can't call you, what was it yesterday we had in the room? Or the Godel we had yesterday. I forgot who it was already. I can't call you by that name. But I'm calling you by the name of Rabbi Metzger Shlita, who wrote this Torah. Now I'm suggesting maybe it's not true. Because the Ochlo is Abosa, that's actually the Matzah is independent. Okay? So I just wanted to point this out to you. But you have a comment to footnote Vov, Shagas Aryeh, Simon Kuf. Now, we come to the Urain. Okay, back to the Urain. We're keeping the Shagasai open. We'll be back in a minute. Back to the Urain. The Urain said what he said. Footnote Hey in the Tofas or Aim says as follows. He says, he quoted from the Shem Chodesh, why did the Urain require by Moror Achila the Kazayis? You might have thought you don't need Kazayis. You might have thought. Why you need it? Hukshu adon. But the Urayim is saying, Tankeret, more than that, even as Manabayas, you need Kazayas. The Rosh thought not that way. Shuma Sadesh is Beferish. Mora doesn't require Achil at all. Go to Karman Pesach, look at Shagas Aryeh. He quotes the Rashash. He quotes Agos the Smack. That's what we just saw quoted before on the bottom here, or Titleist. I don't know, whatever. Here's his own shot. The Masha Kosev is safe for Kehilas Yaakov, not the Stifler. Even though he lived long before the Stifler, he lived in the 19th century. He was written before the Stifler was even born. Who ought to say for Kehilas Yaakov? Not Kehilos Yaakov, Kehilas Yaakov. Big difference, with no vote.
Kehilas Yaakov.
You can call it Kehilas Yaakov, call it Kehilas Yaakov. The last I looked in the Chumash, said Marasha Kehilas Yaakov, no? Emes? Rav Yaakov Karliner, author of Mishnas Yaakov. And the same for Anshas. Called Kehilas Yaakov. If you can find it out, it should have it. We'll get to my desk tomorrow. Okay? Kehilas Yaakov by the Rav Yaakov Karliner, of author of Mishkanes Yaakov. Psachim Kuf Tetzvav. He quotes it. What's the machlokas Hillel and Chachamim? Unbelievable. Because the machlokas Hillel and Chachamim is the same as the machlokas Rebbe and Chachamim and Menachos Lamed Ches. What? It says Hakonov Psil Tchelis. Reason also. Rebbe says you have to have both. Machlan says it. Rabbanan say, no, each one separately. Here too, says the Kehilas Yaakov. Hilo Sabar, says Pesach, Matzah Tzemoror, Yochlu. So the Torah is Yochlu, Lashon Yochid, you have all three together. According to the Chachamim, no, Yochlu each one separately. Fast name shot of the Kehilas Yaakov. Zok the Torah for Sreim. Im Kane, if you want to look up later, it's page 66 and now in the last three lines. Shap because the Rabbeinu Haram. That the Rosh Mimitz, the Urayim. The Gamba Marok Sibetor Achila. Why? The Ochlu the Rabbon and the Hillel. Kochad the Chad the Chudei Mashma. Whoa. The Gamba Marok Kolosh Nachila. In other words, it's not a Hekish. Meferish, based on his, on the Kilis Yaakov's Pshat in the Gemara. Zok Tov Hashem, his Pshat is wrong. Abel Ein Dimyono Ola Yofali is that. Why? The Hochok Sim al Matzis Vachule and the first Yochlu called Chad Vachad Vachule. It's impossible. Kamuva. It's impossible. There, Risan also can refer to both together. Here, it's impossible to say that Pshat. So he doesn't like the Kilis, but if the Kilis would be right, that could be a Pshat in the array. Otherwise, you have to say, presumably, it's a Hekish. Or to say, in some other way, the array is Lashitoso, that he counts Mor as a separate mitzvah. If you count Mor Rabosai as a separate mitzvah, so al Karachov, there has to be some kind of a chila connected to it. Call it through a hekesh or call it some other way. Whatever you want to call it. That's what I thought. that he holds it's a mitzvah b'fnei atzma, and therefore, so you know, it has to be. You have to say something along those lines. Either it's a hekesh or it's this kilus yakos pshat, something. But I'm just adding a little twist of the shittos. Now go to Chasam Sof, or Chaim Simekuf Mem, who says as follows. Mor is not on that mitzvah b'fnei atzma. Good. That's what he says. What does he say? Along the lines that we said until now, like the Rashash. And then he says, he did a kazayis. Why? The iskish lamatzo pesach, like the Shagas Aryeh. But then he adds a word. That's what, now that's what I said earlier. Listen to what he says. Ela she'en lo, ela she'en anu yecholim, laham tizem ilibenu. We can't be Doresh Hekesh Liatzel. You want to remind me of? Come on. Remember the Cheshik Shlomo made his own Hekesh, and Rav Zevin critiqued him, when you're making a Hekesh of Chometz, Mesibis Israel, you have a Tana. We're not Tanoim. So how did I answer the Cheshik Shlomo? He's not a Tana. He divined it from the Gemara. Since the Gemara has the women of Chayav and Dalat Kosis and the Chayav and where it must be the Kandarais of Tikkim, Mesibis Israel, must have a source somewhere, he divined it that it must be coming from this Hekesh. Same thing over here, as the Chasam Sofer. We can't make it up ourselves. Okay, now Chiyach HaRosh, Mid Ovek and Perka Vipsokim, the Mavorach HaLachila Smara, Shmamina, Pshita L'Rabbanan, Mehakesha Hanal, the Shiru B'Kazayis. Wow. Wow. Amazing. He wants to know if the Chasam Sofer is right. Yireim said, Achilik Sibbe, where's Achilik Sibbe? I would answer, through a Hekesh. I would answer, he meant, through a Hekesh. That's what he says. That's what he says. Fine. Now the question, of course, becomes, Rabbi Osai, the question becomes, what kind of level then is this? You get an impression that he's trying to say pshat in the rush, that there's a din of kazayis even without the bracha. Look at the hekesh. I don't see in the words of the rush. What did the rush say? Mishum. That's the first word. And it was only one line. It was the first word of the line. Mishum. Mishum, because you have to make a bracha, that's why you have to eat a kazayis. Not because of a hekesh. I don't think the Chasam Sofer's pshat fits in to the words of the Rosh, nor of any Ruchim. Ki, that's his first word. Ki, because. Yeah. So I don't think any of this is really so. Naravosa, to prove his point, the Shakas Aryeh tries to quote him a Furusha Mishnah. What's the Mishnah? Lamed Tes Aleph. What does the Mishnah say there? That the various minimum Marav would start from Zem Zem. Footnote Zion. Come on, you're joking me. The Rosh will say, Tim it's Tarf and Zam Zam. Why? Why, no? For the Bracha. And he quotes a Lekat Yosher, Tumas Nesh and Talmud. He's the one who said, Tumas Nesh and Talmud, back to Rosh, Yonah Kazayis, said for Perish. Tanan Hasa, Shekol, Hey, Mine, Yerokos, Mitztarf and the Kazayis, Ubracha! Kapirish Arosh. The Lekat Yosher knew what his Rebbe said, and he puts it into the words of the Rosh. But the Shakas Aryeh's Raya from the Mishnah Lamatez is absolutely no Raya whatsoever. No Raya whatsoever. Yes, sir.
What was the Shakas Aryeh's Halim in it? That you're not going to make a bracha on everything that's being in Starif, and still you see that you knew Kazayis?
No, the Shakas Aryeh understood the Mishnah Kipshuto. The Mitztarf into the Mitzvah Saseyah Morah. That is a Kipshuto. That is true. But you can say no. Only from the bracha's perspective. Then he asked the Wapa Kasha. We are lying before HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chas V'Sholom. Chas V'Sholom Rachmana L'Tzlan. That's the words of the Shagas Aryeh. I read it to you. If more does not require Kazayis, instead of the bracha, Hurlan L'Chachom L'Takin, Nusl Acha B'Bracha Zuh, here's your word. Al Mitzvah Smarer. V'lo L'Shon Achila. Okay. What I say, he calls it doch. Behold, dim kein brachos um mechzik is shikra. Shemavarech asher kitsham v'sosav etzvan al-achil az-mor, te'echen etzavina al-achil az-o, kevin etzor lechol shir achil b'kazayis, ma'arit sivan al-achil b'chos-o. No terrors. What's the terrors? I told you before, what's the terrors? Who's that talking to?
You ask me.
What I answer you? It goes together. You have to have a kazayas tomorrow so we can make you say the bracha. Usually it's a pre-existing mitzvah. And now you want to institute the bracha. Hello, for Karen. Chazal wanted it to be a bracha. So they made you say, and they wanted to have the same nusach as matzah. So they made you eat a kazayas. So now it is ready to be tzivah. They came together. The bracha... Bon kiyachod. The bracha with the mitzvah of Chazayas came together. Yes?
Well, why do you want to make a bracha? There's no mitzvah.
Chazal like brachas. You know why? When we don't make brachas, we don't do things. It goes back to my old discussion. Remember we had it? Shmini Atzeres? Why do we not sit in the Sukkot Shmini Atzeres? You know why? One reason only. One reason only. What is it? There's no bracha. No question about it. And before Shigam on Shabbos. Why do you have a bracha on the other sheni? Why? Kihechad lo leisel zazulevein. What could approve a chazal more right than sukkah shmini atzeres? As if we did approve a chazal right. Don't have any proofs. But here you see it in front of your own eyes. Ah, chsidim, it's cold, it's this, it's that. Give a moisa nefesh for mitzvahs. Just give him a bracha. Give him a bracha. But that's why you want to have a bracha tomorrow. Okay? They could have a mitzvah tomorrow. They didn't want. Well, he calls a dochak. That's such a big dochak. Okay, fine. But now we go further than that. Here's the following kasha. Agamara, Ochel Chatzar and Yotza, Uvavash Yishkan Echilus Pras. Frek the Helig Shagasari. Let's assume the guy had a half a Kazayas Mara, and then he waited, it was 10 minutes, he had another half a Kazayas. Lo Yotza. What do you mean, Lo Yotza? Now what? What does Lo Yotza mean? What does Lo Yotza mean? No? What does the yotza mean? Practically, what does the yotza mean?
There's a chiyu kazayas, or that there's a chiyu more than kol shenu.
So therefore, what do you have to do now, lemaisa? Eat more. Frank the shagasai. What do you gain by eating more? You gain nothing. Amai chos of yochel, because lashon achila they mentioned this first bracha. You can't fix up. The lo ale birich ela achila rishona. Harifus is the last of it. Harifus the shagasai. What are you telling me? I had half the gazayas. And now, what's it called? The clock stops. See, you have to press a button. Oh, we don't do that Shabbos with the electric, so we'll take an egg time. What is it? Egg time is 3 minutes? To make a hard-boiled egg, 3 minutes? Yeah, is that what it takes? No more? No one does that anymore these days? When I was a kid, no one ever seen that? You've seen it. When they used to know how to make hard-boiled eggs, you need 3 minutes. And well, that's 3 minutes. You had a little thing, it was full of salt. You would turn it upside down, and all the salt would take 3 minutes to get from the top part to the bottom part. So let's assume that that's 3 minutes. So what I do, I'll start eating my kazaks. I'll have a little bit. And 3 minutes, turn it upside down. Bing! 3 minutes are up, and I didn't have a kazaks. Lo yotz, said the Gemara. What do you mean, lo yotz? What do you do now? What do you do now? You have a kazayas. You have a kazayas. That's what I would have said. Frekt the shakasarye. What do you gain by having a kazayas? If you did a kazayas for the mitzvah itself, I understand. If you only did a kazayas for the bracha, you assume you're not going to make a new bracha. So the old bracha won't work. That was only on the first half kazayas. So the two ways to say the shakasarye is wrong. Either what I wanted to say. Namely, no wrong. At the first bracha will go on that, and then what happens 3 minutes later too? What you want to say, you make a new bracha. I don't think it's a tremendous kasha, but this is his last kasha. The very last paragraph over here in Simon Kuf. Now, Rabbi Osai, he brings a riot. You have to love these people. The Shakas, you think he was trying to win? For a split second, trying to win? That he should win against the Rosh? Chas v'shalom. He spends the whole paragraph proving that the Rosh is right. In the middle of his tshuva, the Rosh is right. What's his proof? From our Gemara. Our Gemara is stuck with a big quantity. What do? You have no potatoes and no parsley and no pepper and no... what was the fourth P? Parsley.
Peppers.
Whatever the four P's were. You have nothing. You only have lettuce. It's a big trouble. It's a machlokes. We saw it more a little bit. You have to make the bracha at the beginning, you make the bracha at the end. What a tremendous tumult. No problemo, says Shagas Aryeh. If I'm right, at the midst of Mor, Yitzhak Kazayas, I have the most simple and elegant solution. Take a lesson of Kazayas of the lettuce, make Bori Pri Adama, and then later on, after the matzah, take a Kazayas to make Alachilas Mor. You have to love Agadolim. With all of you spending a whole Shiva to start arguing with the Rosh, he's the biggest Raya in the world to the Rosh from Agamara. Come, you didn't think of it. Not the Shagas Aryeh. I mean, he might call you the Shagas Aryeh. Still not the Shagas Aryeh. The Shagas Aryeh has this Gevaldik Raya to the Rosh. I'll read it to you. He says, look, he writes, Hashtamai Kule Hai, B'tchila Yochal Pogos Mikazayis. Kevin de Yotze de Chobos Mor, Pogos Mikazayis. And later Kazayis. Elevadai de Chobos Mor, Yotze Bolopakoshu, Araya against me. Mwah! A whole paragraph, Araya against his own Shita. Araya to the Rosh. Zok de Eva Omrani. That's part of the Rambam. How the Rambam know that Karpas has to have a Kazayis? From here! From here! Follow me? Because if you wouldn't have a Kazayas, you follow my the elegant solution, yeah? Alpha the Tibu Risha Nami Boy Kazayas the Daito. He has to propose to be Kazayas. No, we don't follow the Rambam, so it's still right for the Rosh. What do you write? Even though it's arguing on the Rambam and the old Tibu Risha, you don't need a Kazayas. Yeah. They hold Afilu Pochos Mikashirim and Amitzvah. Ein roi lechel bilti birchas hamitzvah. Why not? You yourself say nei yotze. Why? Kemo de kailan chatzis shir shal iser. Osem en ha-torah kas chazal tzterufe. Yeah. So too. Ochel pachos mika shir men ha-mitzvahs below bracha. Lav shapir avid. Kevin de chazal tzterufe. V'ilu ishne mashir gam kai mashu nefshu men ha-mitzvah. Alpha Gav, the Mashim Tov for the Achilles Pras, or Lachel Lachel Kazai Shalom Mitzvah Sheni. Achil Lachel Lo Nochon Mi Lechel Tovos because I Sli Bracha. Do Vade Chayav Leverach B'Kol Amitzvahs Kol Achilles Matzah Kol Shiyaska Lechel Klal B'Lo B'Emtza. And even though he didn't finish it at the end, says like this, yeah. No. They hold the filu pogos mikazayis. This is the next page. Page Tov Kuf Lamed. You want to look it up? Ein roi lecho below bracha. But he doesn't really explain it. So footnote hey, Ches says.
Doesn't he say it?
Don't say in the Chavos Shai saying pshat that you're mechuyev to eat a half a kazayis even if you know for sure you don't have another half. No, it's not true. What he means is shemashne mashiach shel kazayis. Amrina and the Mashu Arishan having Amin the Mafreya Be'a Mitzvah. Why? He waited more for the Achilles Pras. I don't understand the Shagas Aryeh. I think that his Raya against him is better than his Teretz. His Tchi of the Raya against him. But let's hold it, the Rambam. Okay? So that's what I want to stop here with the Shagas Aryeh. We spent a lot of time on it. Please look it up. Simon Kufa, the beautiful footnotes. Meridik. This is Meridik Atar. And you look up the Torah for us, Raim. Osei on this Uraim. This is really fantastic. Okay. Rabosai, having spent a half a shir on the Shagas Aryeh, we have to go back to the Mikroi Kodesh. So we started the first 5 minutes. That had a Mamash left off in the middle of the sentence. Let's go back to the Mikroi Kodesh, who has another really fantastic stuff. Rabosai, let's open to the Mishnah Berurah we saw yesterday. We have to see inside again to refresh our memories. Tav Ayin He. Sif Al. In interestingly, the Mogen Avraham wants to bring a raya that's less than that not the Vasachas is b'di'evet. What does he bring to the raya? He says, look in Tav Ayin Hei Sivvav. This quotes the Gemara. Tav Ayin Hei Sivvav. What does it say? It's a golden raya. Ochal Kaschati Zayis. V'chaz, then we'll be in Ochal Shulmanin. I need it tomorrow, okay? I want to show you inside. Sit down. Ochal Kaschati Zayis. V'chaz Ochal Kaschati Zayis. Yotza. V'vavad Shayisha Ben Achilat Kepechaverta. Yotza Achilat Pras. So the Mogen Avraham, instead of going to the Gemara that's a Yotza, put the Shulchan Aruch says Yotza. It's the same right. Yotza being only B'di'evet. Okay. Comes along the Mogen Avraham saying Pshat, we saw this yesterday, in the word B'yachad, in Sif Aleph, B'yochlem Vaseba B'yachad Kazayis Mikol Echad, says the Mogen Avraham, the Pshat in B'yachad means, let's look at Mishnah Berurah, he has it, B'yachad. Take a look in Os. Mr. Brewer tests at the end. Iskima achrona the tzor v'aklahachnis the piu ashnei azesim b'masachas ularaska. Avol ein mechuyev lebalam b'masachas. Except what? Kazakhs. Not more than one kazakhs b'masachas. Adkan. The word laraska was not found in the Mogen Avraham. It's not found there. You will not find it there. It's not there. Where do you get it from? The Chok Yaakov. I just want to point that to you. He says over here, Hiskimu Achronim. The Achronim is plural, because the first half, the first phrase, the Tzorach Rachlach Nisan Vefil Eshnei Azesim Vevazachas is found in the Mogen Avraham. I want to read it from the Mogen Avraham. It's found in the Mogen Avraham. This is again in Simon Tov Ayin Hey. I asked you to see this. This is in Sif Aleph. I asked you to see the old Mogen Avraham's too. Sif Kotten Dal, the one we were yesterday. What does it say? Masha Kosov Shogunov Shogun Biyachat Hanash Yachnisim the Piyu Bubasachas. Period. Where's the Raskam? The Raskam is found over here in the Chok Yaakov. Excuse me. In the Chok Yaakov, Sif Kotten Hay, he writes as follows. It's based on the Chok Yaakov. What the Chok Yaakov say about that? I'm reading the Chok Yaakov's words. Hatam nearly pushed. Af l'deya, we saw the Mordechai yesterday. We'll see it again today. We need it. We have time. Af lo sadeya she yivarech al hashleima hamotzi, v'al aprus achilas matza o ipcha. Do you see the various sheetas? Do you see it? I think there are four or five sheetas in Rishon. We have to analyze carefully. Three of them are in the Mordechai. We'll see more others as we go. Okay. What's he quoting the machlokes over here? Which bracha goes on which? Is the hamotzi on the shleima and achilas matzah on the prusa or fakert? What's the machlokes? Iyev shalavarech liyochlem zechazeh. Why? The avarech tchila hamotzi viyochol eich yivarech achakach al achilas matzah. Can't do that. Kevin shkrocha matzah. Kevin shemili kresameh. You can't first have the hamotzi and then have a bracha achilas matzah. V'chein ein yochol avarech tchila al achilas matzah viyochol. That's ridiculous. He said the hamotzi was able to bracha. So Pshita Yevshu Kevin Shlom B'yach Hamotzi, you can't eat matzah at all. Val Korachok Tzorach Levarach Shnei Brachos Tchila. That's a shout out for both sides. And you have to make both brachos before you eat one smidgen of matzah. It's chazer again. To leave out Hamotzi is ridiculous. These are Hanavu Mazavala Brachos. And to leave out what? To leave out Alachilas Matzah is also pretty bad, because Kevin Shemila Kreso from the matzah after Amotzi, it's not the right time to make a bracha. Okay. V'im Kain, assuming his assumption, you have to make both brachas initially before you eat anything. So Chok Yaakov, in Yochel Achakach Prusas Amotzi Levad, Yehefsek Ben Birchas Matzah Lachilotza. V'chein Lehebech. So you can't just eat one of them, the full one first, or have the broken one first. Al Kane, Yochlan Biyachat, Shloyeh, Hefsik, Klal. They have no choice. How is he supposed to be Al Korcha Yochlan Biyachat? They have no choice. Unikomakom. If the Yev shall alech liyachad, then alech liyachad zeh. Well, habi hefzik with the Yevid, came and habi me'inyan achila. Look back earlier. Kein nirali tama rishonim poshut. What poshut? That which it says in the Shulchan Aruch, which comes from Rishonim, v'yochlem baseba biyachad. Who said so? The tour. Okay, that comes in the tour. Tour is Rishonim. Is where he got it from, as opposed to all the fancy schmancy terutzim which he doesn't like so much. Adkan. Says it Mikroi Kodesh, we now understand the word Laraska is Gevaldik. Even though the Mogarom didn't say it, the Chum Yaakov in effect said it. Why? I'm going to read you verbatim from the Mikroi Kodesh of Osai, page Kuf Samach Gimel. It's Meridim. Because the Shalah is quoted in the Mogan Avram, Sim Kuf Samach Zayin, Sim Kuf Zayin. Shulchan Aruch there says, Tzivah, Imsach ben bracha la'achila tzorach la'avza. Rabbi Osai, if you just halacha la'maisa, if you talk between the bracha and eating the food, you gotta make a bracha all over again. Says the Mogan Avram, Mishalah, Shimsach ba'odo lois, while you're chewing, ain't tzorach la'avza. But the Yevit, it's okay. For the Yevit, it's okay. Because the le'isa, the chewing, is part of the achila process. For the chemenino nidan, ha'ikar shi'iraske b'vasachas, the hainu aliyisa, the chewing, became in the lowest of the vasachas, su leka hakach hashash al avstoka ben abrocha lavliyas. If you worry, as the Mishnah Berurah and the Chok Yaakov will worry, about a hefsek, then you have to have maraskin. And the Mishnah Berurah is worried about it, because the Mishnah Berurah over here, take a look. Look at Mishnah Berurah, please. Open up to your Mishnah Berurah. Open up to your Mishnah Berurah. Open up the Mishnah Berurah itself. Mishnah Berurah said, "Cooking tents." Kazayis mikol echad. When a prusa yata v'kazayis, kills matzah. Hamotzi, right? So why yata v'kazayis for? With a small zayin. And the Mishnah Diyesh poskim shesorim the birchas hamotzi koy ala prusa. U'birchas ala kills matzah koy ala shleim. We're not sure. It goes two different ways. But kam tzorach mikol echad kazayis. The only the kazayis on which, on the one which is the bracha of alakidas matzah. We're not sure which one it is. Set of the kazayis from each. Quotes from the pre chodosh. Wow. And he quotes the laraska. Laraska. Why? Because he says he's going to the mahalach of the hefsek issue, which is the pre chodosh is mahalach. Then you have the chok Yaakov. Then it's enough to be. Then you have to be maraske. The moment I'm wrong, never said maraske. Never. All he said was, put it in your mouth at one time. Why? Says the Mikroi Kodesh as follows. That the Mogan Avraham himself, this is a footnote four, the grandson, holds like the Bach. What's the Bach? Look in Sharatin. Sharatin Osvav V'al Bebach Tamacher. Tamacher for what? Why after the Tukazesim B'yachad D'yem Yochol Shalamotzi T'chila Hainu Ashleim Ashdim Estam HaBroch HaRishon Ola Koi Yohikar Shiel Yona Yotza Bo Yedei Chomas Matzah V'anan B'inu L'chadchila Lechem Oni L'shem Matzah V'yaprusa V'lo Ashleim. So therefore it's not good. You fulfill the mitzvah on the upper of complete matzah. V'lechol shal prusa mitchila. Oh, eat the prusa first. No, gam gein enochet. Why? Acher dashleim amunachas v'lemala. In Ramir l'alamis, this is a brilliant Bach. Brilliant. You can't have the first one only because the top one, it's not the mitzvah matzah. Kevin should be the crazy. You can't have the second one only. Why? In Ramir l'alamis. What do? You take them both, put it in your mouth. Once you put it in your mouth, there's no way you're going to be able to chew them at all. It's a muscle with gosh. So the Mishnah Berurah goes to the Chok Yaakov's mouth. Hefsek. The Mogan Avraham goes to the Bach's mouth. You got to look at it. It's page Kuf Samach Gimel in the Mikroi Kodesh. Dvarim mamash mesukim midrash. Fine. But now, Rabbi Osai, we really have to cover a little bit more ground. It's already 2 o'clock, and we're getting nowhere fast. Mamash nowhere. I mean, I'm not repeating myself. I just, there's so much to be learned over here. Okay. Rabbi Osai, let's turn to the Gemara. Kuf Yudal Amud Beis. If you're in the Rishash, don't let go of it. Keep one hand in the Rishash. We're coming right back to it. It's in the Gemara. Kuf Yudal Amud Beis. My Shnei Tavshilin, as far as we got. Amar Rav Huna, Silka Barosa. Beets and rice. Beets and rice. Sof Rashba. Beets and rice. Silka Tradin Ravusahi. Vakoshken Shnei Mine Basar. What's the point of the Shnei Tavshilin? To say Chalawat. Pesach and Chagiga. There were meat. Kamashman, you can even use beets and rice. And the Rashbam is the Pashat of Shah. Come to the Rashash. It says as follows. Open to the Rashash. Come to the Rashash. The first Rashash, Kuf Yudal Mabez. Kol Shem Shnei Menei Bos. Ulechor Yesh Tafarish, on his own. An original Pshat. The davka nokit, only beets and rice. Ulafuke basar. Why? Kidei shelo yehei nira keochel kochin b'chutz. Kidei lekamon kufta zayim v'etz. There it says.
Excuse me.
Matzah tzorach lagbia. Maror tzorach lagbia. Pesach. Ain't so all I'd be here. But old, a la kinirik and mak of kachim b'chutz. You saw the Gemara?
Should that prove the other way? Should there be something that looks like that's what
I'm doing? Nice. He's taking it this a little further.
But then if it's just silka
and oil. Vosser ain't so all I'd be here. But old, a la kinirik and ochel kachim b'chutz. So he says, Vosser's been the yevit. Better to use rice and beets. That's his job. An amazing job. And I wouldn't say that job. That's what Rashash suggests against the Rishon. Let's go a little bit further, boss. A little bit further. We have a Tosfos. Tosfos. Echad zecha lePesach, vechad zecha lChagiga. Kshachal yudalad lios b'Shabbos. When Pesach is to be on Sunday. When's that happening next time? What do we say? Calendar guy? What's next time Pesach on Sunday?
Just a second.
Have a calendar?
Yeah.
I think it's a very long time. We had a very free, we had a lot of recent. 20 years? Something like that. It comes in funny cycles. I think I may have mentioned once this year before. My first year as a Rav in Riverdale was 1974. I came in January. I was a big knacka. I came Pasha's boat. Come. I tell you about my first fight, no? I bow, Bishalach, Yisrael. It's a piece of cake being a rabbi. What's the problem? You say it's Russia, you're Mashiach. It was great. My fourth week was Mishpat, which was Pasha's Shkolin. And after we finished, I take 3 steps back on Shachas. Guy was out. Yitzchus! No yoytrus. Now what do I do? My first fight that I had to have in shul. My fourth. I had 3 weeks. Honeymoon lasted 3 weeks. Whatever. Baruch Hashem. So that same year, only a few weeks later, it was a Muslim leap year. Parshas Tzav. It's Shabbos Hagadol. So how many? I was there. What? I came in 2 months later. So it's Shabbos Hagadol, Erev Pesach. I have no. This can happen. I had no living memory of it. It hadn't happened for 20 years. 1954. I was a kid, and I didn't remember it. That was my initiation. And it's passing something I never saw before. I never saw nothing. I think time, am I right? No, 20 years? Mordechai? Can't find it on your computer? But anyway, the next time it happens, we hope. I hope that the Beis Hamikdash will be rebuilt long before that. But if chas v'shalom not, the next time we have to worry about it in 20 years, says Tosfos. Sorach rak bishal echon, the chagigas yudalin ein adochas haShabbos. Umiyu amari, umiyu Tosfos echon. The mikol makom ein lechalek, the domi lechono, fakert. Ameinu menichim milasal shnei tavshilin, on the year when Pesach is Motzei Shabbos, it'll look like it's a real, real chovah. Chas v'shalom, like kotshin b'chutz. Number one. Number two. Gam yesh locha shema lo yasu b'shab sachin. We're afraid that the next year also not going to have the extra, what do we use? Don't we use a shank bone and an egg? Oh, they have Maxwell House, Kapaska, the Rab House. Pas, they have a shank bone and an egg. You don't pass the Rab House. The Dole Adar. Maxwell Street. Yeah, I'm sorry.
What does
Tosfos
mean? The previous
Tosfos
says that we
pass him
like Ben Tamer.
Oh, that's a good question. I'm not
going to
leave that
now. Yeah. On Ayin Av Aleph says that Ben Tamer holds it with the Yigas Dov Shabbos.
You're right. I'm not going to answer that now. It's a good question. I just don't have the time to go into it. I can't. That's really a Ben Tamer question, and we can't go into it right now. Good question. Okay. The Anshim Chashashim Anu Osim Alpha God Lot Sarach. The Lekal Amech Hashem Yibana Beis Hamigdosh. Oh, it's the big fear. You had the egg last Motzei Shabbos, so next year you'll be making the Chagigas Yudalit on Shabbos, Chas V'Shalom. No. Takrova Mesurul is reason. Ukshibone Moshe V'yar and Yeimanu. V'lekal Amiti, Tchias HaMesim. Another pilpul was killed before this. This is not for now. Not going into these things now. It's theology. It's eschatology. Rabbis, we're trying to psoch. Achabol aniach minasa shet avshilin. Hey, masirinos. You want to be okay? Take your pick. Now he turned to the rush with an incredible chiddush in the din d'oraisa. This our rishon was so great. Things say chiddushim nifloim in din d'oraisa, which you shudder from. Yes. Sir.
What does Tosfos mean in the third line? He says Umiyu omeri.
Ein lechalek means what? Between Motzei Shabbos and Tuesday and Monday night. That's what it means. Please turn to the Rosh Simcha Chafei, the Rebbe Kruvil. Said a chiddush, knock your socks off. Mamish. Look what he says. Page Mem Gimel and Alfred. He says it's incredible. What he says. Rav Yaakov Mi Orleans, Rav Yehuda Mi Kruvil, Zal. Why? Look at this incredible chiddush. Dikshachal arvaosor lios b'shabbos mevi'in achagiga me'erev Shabbos. On the 13th day of Nisan, what's going on? The 13th day of Nisan, which is Friday, you bring the chagiga. Ve'eino nifselas belina b'motzi Shabbos. How can you be a korban on Friday and eat it on Motzi Shabbos? Who says Ezel Mekorban in the morning? What's the longest possible span for a Korban? The longest. Shneyam Alechad. So Friday night, Shabbos day. Motzei Shabbos? What are you kidding? Look at this. The Arminon Uke Leilos Bahada Yomim Fabulous Shne Leilos Yomechad. Keneget Shneyam Alechad. What? Form. What's going on there? It says 2 days and a night, two nights and a day. What are you making there? Is that a spiel here? They quote a Gemara of Ephoreshes. A Gemara. To the Kamon Kufchof Medbeis, Amina Gabi Pisla. Sal Kadaita Chamina, Havamina. Nuki Leila Stadi Yamin. Ilav Miuto. There's a Miut. You can't eat the Kamon Pesach for 2 nights and a day. Unbelievable. He says, for real, you can eat the Korban Pesach, Korban Chagiga, Motzei Shabbos, and Makavan on Friday the 13th. Ooh. An American expression. Friday the 13th. Right? We're not garbage, right? But if the 13th of this is on a Friday, which happens whenever it depends on Sunday, so you eat the chagiga and motzi Shabbos. Feel late, Lord. But all the time you're paying a little drum, that's some of the tests. Hey, my say, Bob, my Pesach is man, Shabbo, Bechol, Lo Kasha. The Bechol, Bo, Ima Pesach. I will be Shabbos, Ain't a Bob, my Pesach. I will be Erev Shabbos. Okay, wild. Oh, Gedoli, we showed him, can say Chidushim, that are absolutely mind-boggling. And the rush will not let it pass. Say, Hilchasa L'mshicha. No, he will not let it pass. V'lo Nehira. What are you kidding me? The whole the saga died. I mean, the pesa of nuclear is vada yomim. Shum she'eno nechol b'yom akravoso. D'chsiv b'alayla hazeh. V'alchus amosa b'alayla hazeh. You can't eat it by day. Hilchuk yom akravoso. Eno min a minyan. For the hava mina. Shnei laylas yom b'yom echad. Aval chagiga she'yochol ochol b'yom akravoso. Chagiga is a shlomim. You can eat it Friday by day. Pshita. The yom akravoso min a minyan. What are you kidding? You mean to tell me? It's no way to make two nights in a day. Impossible completely. I have to answer for these gedolim. They would say no. They would say you cannot eat this korban on Friday by day. Why not? Because chagigas yudalit. It's like a regular shlomo. I'm just trying to defend them a little bit. But it's still a chiddush neir that did the raisa, which is not, Harry Yvonne Hamigdash. When Moshe and Aaron will tell us what to do. I'm willing to bet right now that they will not follow the Rimi Krivim. I bet them. They lose the bet. It's too radical. But if Moshe and Aaron rule against us, then Rimi Krivim will win. Okay? We'll find out. We should find out quickly. Meher Yibon Amin. Okay. Now, Abosan. Let's see the Gemara problem. We're now turning to the Gemara. What do you do? You have only one kazayas. We've spoken it so many times already. Let's come back to it again. Zok the Heilige Gemara, Pshita, the last few lines. Hecha de ikak shayarakas mevarach al shayarakas barach radama, the ochil, vahadir mevarach al achilas mara, the ochil. That's posh, that's obvious. Hecha de lek al achasa, my, tamishna, no? Omer avhuna, mevarach meikara amor, Bar Priadama, Vyachil. Not Lashem Mitzvah, right? Vyachil, the soul, Mavarach, Alechilas Mar, Vyachil. Ah, Pashit. Notice the text of the Bracha, Rabbi Osai. What's the text of the Bracha? Huh? Alechilas Mar. Is that the text that the Rambam has? You look inside. Well, let's save time and look on the Ram.
Matzah Samaroni?
Yeah. Let's look on the Ram. Lechomor, absolutely, Lechomor. Let's look on the Ram. The Ram is a Chiddush Nifla over here. The Ram is a Chiddush Nifla Menor, which has to do with the Ram in the first parak. We did not learn the first parak this year, so we don't exactly know what he's talking about, but I'll show you. It's on page I and Bays, the last five narrow lines on the left. For those of the old style Gemaras, it's right before Hochi Amar Hillel. For the Rav Huna Garsinon Alachilas Moro, who for the Rav Chista Garsinon Lechol Moro. You change the text. The cave of the Sphere of the Rav Huna, the Mitibul Sheni Nafik, cave and Shemile Kros Bimenu, Afal Gavdi Al Hashpelon Nafik Bay, Lo Mikri Shaper Obalasi Yosan. Not a proper overlap sales, because you already had more of a carpas. Avler of chist, the nothing but tibu rishin, vivarech lecho. Fakasafi, the perikama, besiada de shmaya. What's he saying? A chidish nifla. He says many chidush in the flan. First chidush, which is not getting to us, is he goes against Tarsus. The last line said, the quantum of chist, you're nothing but tibu rishin. That's not what Tarsus said. Tarsus said, the quantum of chist, you're yote in the second tibu. I make the bracha the first people. It's like Shofar. make the bracha on the ma'isim is at the beginning, but the kiyum is at the end. We'll see soon in Tosfos. He says, no, the kiyum is at the beginning, and the second was only the hekel tinokos. That's the rat right over here. He said it before also. We saw yesterday, the day before also. His other chiddush is that since you ate moro physically in karpas, it's not appropriate to make a bracha of al achilas maror, excuse me, of lechol maror after the matzah, because it's not a perfect avalas yasin. Why not? Although you're eating the maror right afterwards, but you already ate maror an hour ago. It's not a perfect avalas yasin. You change the text from lechol maror to al achilas maror. Amazing. One could have said punkt verkehrt. In the case of you make the bracha at the end, You should say lech lamar, because you're eating it right away. We have before was garnished, that was just karpas. If you fire up chista, you're really only being yotzi later on, as Tosfos said, then it's past al achilas lamar. The other way around, you could have said. I'm just saying, this is what the Ran says. Ad kan, a fascinating ha'ara in the Ran. But let's see this Tosfos, as a matter of fact. Tosfos. Maskev l'Rav Chista, says the Gemara. First, the Gemara. Liachashim with the Kresim, and the Chosim Baruch Alea, and the Rav Chista, and the Karab Baruch Alea, Baruch Alea, Dabba. Balachilas Mara. Baruch Alea, Baruch Alea. Baruch Alea, Baruch Alea, Baruch Alea, Baruch Alea, Baruch Alea, Baruch Alea, Baruch Alea. When are you Yotze? So Rashi says, Lutavol, Baruch Alea, Baruch Alea, Mishim, Dabin, and Trey Tibun. It's Yotze the first one. It's not only because of Trey Tibun and the Heker. Right? So Rashi found the same. Tosfos says no. Maskevlar Rav Kista in the Kreso Rav Kista Nami Nira the Savak of Shlokish the boy Kavana Avah Pikein Sabar the Einochol Mavarach Mishtibul Sheni came and Shikfar Mile Kreso even though it wasn't from it the Sabar Ain't Shiras Kavana Havle the Meir Behedja the Nafik Batibul Rishin as Rashi Rashban and the Ran said if you learn Batibul Sheni have a Brabal of Atola say it out spell it out. It's not a bracha levatala. Why not? Because you're making the bracha. Because the second mara, the one you yotze with. Lotzach Rav Chista laduri hashayake. That's how Tosfos the whole business. You have to look for other vegetables in the fruits and vegetable store. Umavarach Rav Chista b'tibul rishon al achilas maror. Af agav the ikim mitzvah maror lo nafik al b'tibul sheni achamata. How can it be? Mo elas habracha shabirach b'tibul rishon b'tibul sheni. Me'acha she'ochal imenu ma'at b'tibul rishon. What does ma'at mean? What does ma'at mean? The two choices. Kazayas or less than kazayas. No, that was the two choices I know. Right? What did the Tosfos of Rosh say? You had the Tosfos of Rosh? What's he say? Unfortunately for all of us in Klal Yisrael, the Tosfos of Rosh runs out of this daf. Oh, I'm so angry. The last five blad are missing the Ksav Yad. You got so close to the end, at the finish line, suddenly we lost it. But he may still have this. Okay, look it up for me. You had the Tosfos of Rosh before? Look it up and see if he says what Ma'at means. Does Ma'at mean a Kazayas or less than Kazayas? I would prefer he say Kazayas. Why? That's a Maisa Mitzvah. It's a Maisa Mitzvah that warrants a bracha. That's the whole Russian before. Yeah. Okay, I'd prefer he say, okay, he doesn't. Okay, let's go further. I can go either way. But anyway, me need to have a birchas shofar. The Mavarach at Tzkiyas the Yeshiva, who Moelis Brachas the Tzkiyas Sheva Amida, Shem Iker, Naseh Rav Brachas. So what comes out is the opposite of the Rav. The Rav said, according to Rav Chista Yotze the first, that's the Rav Shem Hashbam, tells you also the second. Bahash, the Galel Amaroi, Savi the Boy Kavona, Ustava the Mesadar Hashas, Savi Rachi, and it's Rikh of Sok Rav Chista. The aim, the Rikh of Kavona, Pshita Levarach Betibu Sheni, Tafilu Lobirach Betibu Rishon, Nafik Bey, Yivarach Betibu Sheni, Yivarach Levatala, fine. So, but that silkos of kavui the Shmuel is the perk where you bezdin ain't shirdos kavona. The kama kavu b'chamatzah yot. We don't pass like it. Mukla the kavu parsiim. So says Tosfos, we saw yesterday, but that's a little bit different. That's achila is different than tkiyah. Fine. Good. Now we come to the last Tosfos in the sukkah. We're not going to get tomorrow, to Korach in the next 10 minutes. I almost predicted it yesterday. Rabbi Osai, tomorrow we'll hopefully get to Korach a little bit. We have still much more to get to Korach. Still. Tosfos. V'hodor achol chasab lo bracha. V'nirim. Then tzarek levarach bar pradamah. Afal gav the Hagod Avi Hefzik and the Brishas Liel Yud Kuf Gimel Amud Beis Rav Ashi V'lo Mift the Bebrocha Shul Tibu Rishon. Yeah, so the bar for them of Karpas won't work for the Moror. No matter Mikom Gav Birchas HaMotzi Pot Rosan Davu Dvar Mabar Mesoch HaSuda Machmas HaSuda Shari Yerokas Gorer Malev an appetizer V'kor Lele Nami in the Moror Parperes HaPas that we saw in our Mishnah. The Chelav Pekets in the Vorcha, that brought us at Membeis. Birech ala pas, potas a parperes. Parperes and the Dvarim shalom shikhi ma'achila, could go dog in the tan and the Dvarim v'yirokas. For regilin lo'ochla besoch asuda, bein ma'achol le'ma'achol. Who the kach potas a parperes, we should pull the tzorach, shayadei kach ochol yoser. Shay? Okay? So the reason why there's no al-chila, no bar padama on the mor is not because of the one on carpets, that's passe, because of the amotz and the matzah, it's a progress of pass. V'ein lo, by the parperes and brothers. Hay no dover shabalu lafis, was a pass, a sandwich. Do I have it? No, I have it b'chlal on the katoni ostin, the baruch alik and potas at tfeil, that's a different thing in the Mishnah. Kome nami Rav Chia, pass po teres, kome nami Michael. Rav Papa nami posik, hosam, hilchus the dvar, abom, chok asudu, b'nachas asudu, final part Paris get the parishes. Ain't tuned in Brahma and Lach Ray. Shlom Akasuda, Tokasuda, contain him on oven. Shane Bon Lam Shatamako, the Lamas at the Tadok, and the Tadok, Shrik and Brahma, the family Lach Ray. Akarasuda, Philip by Paris, tuned in Brahma and the family Lach Ray. Fine, not going to Brahma's now. Barav, Rab Yosef, Tuvelin, Kosa Bisidro. What does Sidro mean? The Yotz is the Shabbos Agado. It says in the side, move up the Yotz to the Shabbos Agado. Ein aroch. I have to tell you what an irony. My shul, I told you we say yotzes. We say so many yotzes on Shabbos Agadol, we leave this one out. It's so frustrating. We lack the totes of Rosh. I left out the finish line. We cave at the finish line. There's a minig Yisrael when it comes to yotzes that span pages and pages. Once we say the magic word, uvechein ulechos ala kedusha, we go right to kedusha. You know that Rosh Hashanah doesn't work that way. You have the Sada Toikif after the Bechena Pesach HaKadusha and the Shachas. What do you have, the Shachas? Maybe not. The Yekas have long Piyutim after Bechena Pesach HaKadusha by Shachas too. We have the Sada Toikif. Here, we only say, I'm not sure, Bechena Pesach HaKadusha only by Shachas. And we find in the Yekas, I'm taking an article still which I have in front of me. We could go through the various yotzes. Here we go. So Parshas Shkolim Uvuchem Chosala Kedusha is a page and a half. We skip it. Parshas Zachar Uvuchem Chosala Kedusha a page and a half. We skip it. Parshas Parah Uvuchem Chosala Kedusha a page. We skip it. Parshas Chodesh is coming week. A little page, we skip it. Parshas Shabbos Agadol is a whole page, we skip that too. That's also Rav Yosef, it's called Ein Aroch. What does it say there? I'm going to read it to you from my Siddur. You look at Tarsus, and I'm going to look at the Siddur. Rav Yosef Tuvelim said what? Lomo Shar Yerokos Bo in Tchila. Those want to look it up later, you can see it in the art scroll. Yitzchak Yor Siddur on page 385. Okay? It's all Socratic method. Lama. This is Lama. A whole pack of Lamas. Okay? This is halfway through the paragraph. Liftar Chazeres Shel Mitzvah Brocha Ruyola. Here's a slightly different gear over here. Be Brocha Ruyola. And then on the left side it says Tes. See? V'she'ein lo mashtei brochos kiyachas shtiyo achila. I think that's the rhyme of the law, right? Lo. Okay? Fine. The answer that chosh the shtol chiyavos shuk for kreisel milah. That's how the rhyme goes. What is he saying, Rabos? What's in effect saying? Ein osin mitzvahs chavilas chavilas. Who said that that's what the Rabbi Yosef Tuvela meant? Says the son. Look at the Marsha. Marsha said so. Says also that's ridiculous. Velesa, his reason is wrong. Don't you should make care, boy. But before Shem Gemara, it's against the Gemara. You should make care. Nothing to do with pattering the Gemara. I have an answer to this question. Why they pick Europas? They could have picked apples. Could have picked chocolate. I think the average kid likes both apples and chocolate better than those veggies that mommy makes him eat. Want to make tinoikas? Get apples, get chocolate. The answer is, they were metake, dafka, bore, priadama, yirotis, for karpas, just in order to pat the Lord. That's my pshat to answer this question. And by the way, as I said before, karpas means greens. Potatoes is I think, you know, it's like I said before, it's like a horseradish. They just didn't have greens. You might pshat. Right. Loshaya kan chavilas ele betray mili. Two different things, chavilas, chavilas. What's that? Kiddush and Abdullah? No, Kiddush and benching, I should say. He quotes the Gemara, you can look up the Gemara later on. We spoke about a little about it. We learned Kubbeis and Mabeis way back. But oh, the Rav Chisna Mavarach Shteyem Achazeres. Hey, you crazy? How can you, Rav Yosef Tuvelim, say that two brachas on one won't work? But Rav Chista did it. He made a bar pradam and alchilas marbaresha v'karpas. What are you talking about? Yo, the mashma de lo pata le pas. It's not true. Pas does pata. Isn't it parperis? Well, b'shema eino machshiva the Rav Yosef Tumelim parperis and pas. Why? Kevon she eino ochel mimenu ela kazayis. Because it's not enough to be Goras, Tavis, and Machel. Okay, got out of that problem. Rabosai is murdered. First, we have 2 minutes. I want to read you three things in 2 minutes. First, we'll stop by the Marsha. Quick, stop by the Marsha for a minute. Stop by the Marsha. The Marsha, on commenting on this Tosis, right over here, it's page Ayin Beis in our print, says, Shekosav Shama Tam, the Yosef Tuvelim, Sheilom Beis Brachos Kechas, the Haino Enosin Mitzvah Chavilas, Alzeh Kamri, the Ocha Shaykh Beis Brachos Kechas, Kevin Deino Mitzvah Achas, Beinu Dovah Kishu Birchos Abos and Kedulia. That's point one I want to bring to your attention. Okay. Point number two is, I'll leave you with a question. We have to do the Mordechai tomorrow. Tomorrow is Mordechai Day. That's tomorrow. Remember, tomorrow is Mordechai Day. Okay? Still other. Mordechai Day. Okay, so now, one more Nakuda, open your Mishnah for the last time. We'll end with this question. And if you have an answer tomorrow, I'd appreciate it. Shara Tzion, Simon Tov, Ayin, Hey, Sivkot, Mekov, Tess. We had a Shalat, the Mishnah Berurah has. Take a look here in the Shulchan Aruch Siv Beis. The guy only has Chazeres. What do you do? What do you do? Rav Chisna, Bar Pradama, Kilos Mara, and later Abba Libra. Says the Mishnah Berurah Chavchetz. Sheyotza bebirchas Bar Pradama v'alachilos Mara, shebirch alachilos Mara Rishon. What does that mean? The Yotze with the second Chazeres, which is the first is Kashem Karpas. Take a look at the top line of Mishnah, page 172. Ochel imena mat l'shem Karpas. Not l'shem Mora, because you have to mat the first mat and then Mora. And Tala Baruch Levatala. Even though it's going on the Mora after the Matzah, Hagodah is not a Hefsik. Okay, fine. That's what he says. I have to get that label, that's really true or not true. We'll see soon. And then he says, the real mitzvah is when? Is the second one. That's Becharosis. The first one not. Habe Rishonim, the Mishnah Berurah Chavtes, Polskin Cholkim al Zeh. Will you do Tvei Adif for Zeh Lecham Achilas Morah Rishonim Lecham Betzis Morah? That's Rashi, the Rashbam, the Ramban. You have to do with Haroses and the whole gang. So finally, in Chavtes, I have to stop this minute. He has the Kasha, Rabban, Ran, Rashbam, Rashi, yeah. Hold fine. Sarachir ala Rosh, Shehet Divri Arif, and Het Divri Arif. And there's a seeming conflicting inference on this question. I also have to stop out of time. We need it tomorrow. We'll just ask this question. If you explain a little bit more, if we can, then we'll start with the more. Okay? Remind me to start with this. If you have a carrot in the Rosh, please let me know.